Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're on. No, no, we're based at the Mishnah Halacha. Hey, Hayarechev Halachamor. He's driving a donkey. He's riding on a donkey. Yo, Yerate. I'm on the wrong page here. Yerate, I like to have it within a curse. He should go off the donkey and Tom Shmona S, right? So, of course, I'm sure you're all thinking, if I'm driving in a car, that's my donkey, and it's telling me if I want to daven, I should get out of the car. Isn't that what you're all thinking? No. In many yachalei, right, if you can't get off the donkey, because there's nobody to hold the donkey while you're davening, because obviously you can't let the donkey just roam around while you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, you won't be able to concentrate. And someone may walk off with all your luggage. Yachzir espanov. So stay on the donkey and turn your face towards Yerushalayim. Vim ain't a yachal lahakser as panav. If you can't turn your face, you can't sleep. But can I get base kachshav kadashim? At least in your heart, think of kachshav kadashim. Hayirechav esfina oba asta. If you're riding in a boat or on a raft, it's obviously those are constantly changing direction. You can't sleep. But can I get base kachshav kadashim? I was on a plane, and I you know, if you've ever used the Art Scroll Sitter app, it has a Mizrach compass. And I was just curious whether the compass would work while I'm in the air. I liked the way the compass was going this way and that way. It kept track of where east was. Would have been a little challenging to daven and keep changing. Anyway, Tani, hayirachav al hachamor. If he was on the donkey, v'yesh lo milechos b'chamor. If there's somebody to hold the donkey, yard v'sval lamata, you can go off him lav v'sval coming daven in its place. By the way, when we say daven in its place, if you can, if your donkey is so inclined, get it to stand still so you can daven while you're standing in one place with your donkey. L'chachila, that would be ideal. Rebbe Yomer, ben kach mispalabim kaimar. Whether you have somebody to hold the donkey, whether you don't have somebody to hold the donkey, you don't have to get off the donkey. Why is that? Either because he's worried over losing time, correct. Because you're afraid of the time you're going to lose. So if that's the case, then obviously the donkey is not standing still. Because if he's standing still, you're going to lose time regardless, right? Or the other parish they bring in the bottom is because you're going to be concerned about the time it takes you to dismount and to remount the donkey, which apparently for some people, that might be quite a challenge. Depends how old you are. I had seen once, I think I saw B'Shem Reb Shmuel, maybe it was B'Shem Reb Shnera, I forget who it was, that people who are driving, this is, you know, going in the old days, used to drive down Route 9 to go to Lakewood, and it would be, you know, at night. So the question is, should we stop, you know, the Shkia is coming, should we stop, pull in behind one of the, you know, stores on Route 9 and Daven Mincha over there in the parking lot? Or should we daven in the car while it's moving? And I always thought it was pasha that you should pull over and daven. Was there a Shmuel that said not to? Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I heard him say that he was concerned that if you were going to pull over, that the guys would try to make up the time and start speeding down Route 9. And he felt that was a sakana. That's a very different vision. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Anyway, you do what you want. No, it's just something I heard. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, B'Shem Rabbi Yishuv Alevi, Halach Karevi, we pass like Rebbe, that you don't have to get off your donkey, even if there's somebody to hold your donkey. Okay, next. Daf Nun Aleph. Omar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Tani Tamon. We learn over there, which of course is in Bavel. So if you're in Bavel, which direction is Yerushalayim? It's going to be west, maybe a little southwest, so to speak, right? So l'chol harucha same rachzirin plus miruach mizrachis. So the exact yursa is not clear here, whether you garis the ain or you're not garis the ain. But regardless of whether you garis it or not garis it, what it means is it's easier to read it actually without the ain. That what it's saying is every direction you can face except east. Obviously, if you're going to face east, then your back is teretz Yisrael. But if you're facing any of the other directions, at least you're somewhat in the vicinity of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know why if you face north, that seems to be also completely away from Eretz Yisrael, but apparently north is not a problem. But so west is okay, north, south, that's all okay, but the east is not okay. Okay, so that's if you're Garris. The best pierce is L'chol HaRuchas Mach Zirin Chutz Miruach Mizruchas. On Rabbi Yossi Bar Avon, B'tkilah, in the beginning, when they were in Ovid Avodah Zorah, Achoreihem Melechichal Hashem Fneim Kedma, this was a pasuk, right? That their backs were to the Heichal, and they faced the east towards the sun. They were bowing down to the sun. So therefore, in other words, that's the problem with facing east, because you're going to be in the tzura of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It's not so much a concern of the direction. So that's why it's not a kasha about the north. In other words, we're not really concerned so much that you're facing away from Eretz Yisrael. The real concern is that you're set up in a, if your back is to the east, then if your back is towards, towards Eretz Yisrael and you're facing east, so it looks like you're out there, but you can't do that. This is in Bavel, yeah.
It's only applies if you're in Bavel.
Yes.
If you're in India, you got to face west, otherwise you're not
right.
Facing the correct direction.
Absolutely, but I think that, I mean, basically, this sounds though, you know, all right, fine.
Tony, it's like an issue in Eretz Yisrael. If you're the marshal up north, you're gonna face south.
Right. Absolutely.
One other interesting tidbit. Do you face east or do you face the great circle of like you're in the United States? I had read there's a machlokas beat. What do you face like the great circle, which is
That's true. That's a machlokas. That's correct.
But if I ask a Muslim that,
you'll see some people, some shuls are set up. The Rambam considers facing Eretz Yisrael is one of the ikarim. It's very important. It's not just stama or Rav for the most. If you look at the 10 things the Rambam sets up over there, I think it's 8, 10 or 8. I forget the number. So one of them is facing Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's actually very important. Yeah. No, so what he means is that when you go by plane, the direction in which you fly by plane, you don't fly due east. You'll be flying kind of like. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah, the way you would take off is the way you want your tefillah to take off and land. Okay, Tony, Suma, let's suppose the person is blind. You don't have the Art Scroll app, you don't have your compass app, so you don't know which direction to face. Hare Elu Mispalan Klapi Lamalu. They should face upwards, direct their face. I don't know whether they face them with the. Direct their prayers upwards. Shenamar v'spalal Hashem. This, by the way, you know that there's a minute to when you say kedusha, you say kadosh kadosh, you say baruch kadosh Hashem komo. You lift your eyes up and look up. I saw Moshe did that. It's in Shulchan Aruch also. Ha'idur v'spalal b'chutz la'aretz. If people are standing outside Eretz Yisrael, ha'ifin stand from Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, they face Eretz Yisrael matam. It's probably like a dark answer. They'll pray this way. This is, I think, by Shlomo Melech, right? His prayer in the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash. We're quite different psukim, and it says over there they will face from all the lands from Eretz Yisrael. People who were in Eretz Yisrael have been standing from Yerushalayim towards Yerushalayim. Matam. It's probably Hashem Derech Yeshu Makato Bo. Chondem is probably Yerushalayim have been standing from Har Bayis. Shem of Har Bayis is when you see the Shemach. Chondem is probably Har Bayis. Again, they're always narrowing it down closer and closer to the Kachar Kadosh. People in the north face south, people in the south face north, people in the east face west, people in the west face east, so on and so forth. Everybody's facing one central location. Fine. That's what we were talking about. That the Kosel you should face a little bit to the left, right? To face Kachiganov. That's, I assume that that's a known fact. Is it a known fact?
Yeah, but it's not really a fact.
They don't do that, though. You've seen it? I haven't. I don't recall seeing it.
It's a very important thing you said, if you do, it's got to be all in. If one person is doing that and all nine people aren't,
yeah, it's it looks bad. Yeah. Yeah. Hadar Dixiv, basically, based feeling for the whole Amim, that it's going to be all the nations. So basically, based feeling for the whole Amim.
In the
basement,
she's supposed to be facing outside. At the coast of the outside, you're facing our bikes. That's what the Gemara says.
I mean, as close as you can. Yeah. You're saying there's no requirement. That's what
no,
you're
saying.
I'm
saying I'm just reading the Russian Gemara.
Because you are on the Har HaBayis, though, at that point, right?
No, outside the coast.
Yeah, you're on Har HaBayis.
It's not Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis is outside the coast. Or maybe in the middle of the coast, but not on the outside of the coast.
It's not?
No.
Perfect day to bring it out. Thank you.
You're
going up.
I thought it was. Oh, okay. I thought that was on. Okay. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, by Hechel Lifnoi. Lifnoi, it's in front. Lifanim, it's Hechel Shakoha Ponim Ponimlo. It's referred to a place where everybody's facing. Okay. Akadam Vinyana, this is true until if the base of Akash is built. Ruchu Bonim and I, how do you know he's supposed to face that same direction even in the when the base match is not around? There's a pasuk that says that the Beis Hamikdash is built letalpios as a landmark. Talpios. So that's the word tail, which is mound, and pios, which is mouths, meaning tail, the mound, referring to the Har HaBayis, shekol hapios, this parallel of the bracha, the kriya shema with tefila, in bracha and brachas hamazon, kriya shema and in tefila, we always mentioned Yerushalayim, the bracha in the benching, as it says, Bonei Yerushalayim, and in Tefillah, because it says Elokei David Ubonei Yerushalayim. Again, this language Elokei David, the footnotes point out that they don't say Hashemach David, so therefore it's included in the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim. Whatever, we've seen that over and over again. Kriya Shema Korei Sukkah Shalmalim Al Kol Yisrael Yerushalayim. So there. Although the Yerushalmi doesn't point out, doesn't say the words that we're talking about on Shabbos, it just says it as if this is the bracha that we say every day. There was, in fact, a Gersa in the Yerushalmi or it's brought in some Rishonim, that this was talking about the bracha they said every day of the week. They didn't say Shema Yisrael a lot. So, obviously, Lamaisa, we are saying Yerushalayim, at least on Shabbos, so that's good enough. I'll go back and return to my place. That is to say that it's referring to the Shekhinah, talking to Hashem speaking. I will go, I'll return to my place, meaning I'll go back to Shemayim. So in other words, the Shekhinah won't be dwelling anymore in the Makam HaMikdash. It sounds like he's going to always be there. So which is it? HaKetzad. Ponov Lamala. His face is above and his eyes and heart are below, whatever that means. So, he says it might be related to Bani Talpios, whatever. Anyway, the Rambam, of course, says that the Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Shniya, the Kedusha Shniya is Kedusha Lashayta, Volei Kedusha Lasalavai, but in the Makam HaMikdash, the Kedusha is Mishum Shchino, Shchino Lo Betela, right? So that's the famous Rambam, and therefore, the Shchino, that's why we say that there's a Kedusha even in the Beis HaMikdash with Hazeh. So I'm not sure exactly what he's going to do with this Gemara. Sounds like there's a pasuk that seems to indicate the Shchino left, but however, it's something to think about. Bimlav, Yechavin Aslim. I mean, I think it's not like it's Ramam and Ravid. So, this might be a riot to the Ravid Shita. So the Gemara asks a funny question here. You should be mechaven to kachrei kadashim. Which kachrei kadashim are they referring to? So what are the choices? What do you think the choices without looking ahead and cheating? If you saw this question, which kachrei kadashim? So the one in this world, the one in the next world. I would have never thought that you should be mechaven to the next world or all of my part. My heart's thinking of Yerushalayim here. That's what I would have thought. Anyway, so Rabbiya Rabba connected Kachin Kachin Shalmala, referring to above. Rabbiya Mikalatha Omer connected Kweis Kachin Kachin Shalmala, and the one below. Omer Pinchas Leipligan, but they don't argue. Why not? Because base Kachin Kachin Shalmala, Mufum connected Base Kachin Kachin Shalmala. The two Kachin Kachin are aligned. They're all aligned. They're aligned. He said, Kava in Mara Merisha in Kaim Mikdashena was a possible. In one of the Haftaras. But the Gemara doesn't quote that pasuk. Gemara quotes Machon l'shiftafa. Machon is like the word Mechuvan. Okay, add another Vav in there. It's Mechuvan. So therefore,
why should you even think? I understand that this is a Chiddush, but what's the aside? What's the Svara? Why you should do it upstairs, you know, so to speak?
What's the Svara to say one over the other?
Yeah.
I guess because the Shekhinah is over there, you know. We just said the Shekhinah is over there. I guess I want to be mechamen to the Shekhinah. I don't know for sure. That might be a reason. Anyway, Haramaria. Now I think we're just going to just discuss a couple of terms. Haramaria, it's going to talk about Aron, and it's going to talk about other things. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I don't remember this discussion. I know there are discussions about words at the Bavli. I don't remember if this one in particular is discussed or not. Anyway, Haram Aria actually, believe it or not, there is, it says, if you look at footnote 29, he says Haram Aria actually does not appear in the Chumash. The words Haram Aria. The words Haram Aria only appear in Dvei Hayamim, Beis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. But it does say Eretz HaMaria. So regardless, the question is, what's Maria? Why is the Makom HaMikdash called that? Okay, Ruba for Rabbi Yanai, one says because that the Psak comes, you know, the Beis HaMikdash was over there, so that's where the Hora for all Halacha comes from. Or because that's the year of Hashem Yeroah, like that's what Avraham Avinu says, you know. So there's Yer Shemayim comes from over there, or the nations of the world. It says that they see that Klal Yisrael is successful, and they have year of whatever the year is referring to. It could be both, right? So that's that one. Aron, see here we have a favorite Rabbi Yana again, because Aron is there's light coming out of the Aron. In fact, they say that at the base in Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol went in there, they couldn't see, it was dark. There was actually light coming emanating out of the Aron that lit up, illuminated the Kodesh Kodashim so you could see what he was doing. Amazing thing, I didn't know that. I didn't know that it was dark in there. One says that. He translates it malediction, not good things, bad things come out. In other words, if we're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, it's not good. So it's called Aron. All right. Another one, Devir. Where does it say Devir? Devir. I forgot. I saw it. I think it was by the. I think it was used in maybe Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah. I think it said the VR. I forgot. It says it someplace. One. Right? Yeah. The term VR is used in scripture as a reference to the Holy of Holies in King Solomon's temple. 1 Kings 6:19. Okay. So the VR, why was the VR used? So, okay, Rabbi Yanai, I'm going to show the VR. Dever yotzei la'olam, which is not good, pestilence. V'chadomer shemisham dibros yotzei la'olam, because either the aseres hadibros are found in there, or because, again, that Sanhedrin issues decrees from over there. whatever it is. The final words are, so what's this word asta? We translated it as raft, but how, the Gemara is going to tell us why what it actually means. He asta, he askaria, he rafsodos. It's the same word, unavi aim, lachar, rafsodos, al yom yafo, we shall bring them to you as rafts on the Jaffa Sea. So you see, it means raft. Very good. Okay, halacha six. Now we have the halakha over here, very closely what we say. Because this, the, he has a whole paragraph on the next page, which is one of these art scroll scare paragraphs. It's like, I'll just read it to you just because I want to scare you. And footnote 12, the following section of the Gemara presents many challenges. Each of the commentators has a different explanation, each with its own difficulties, et cetera, et cetera. So, half cup right now, and maybe I hope I scared you a little bit. I hope you're going to stay awake now. This is very, if you don't stay awake now, you're not going to get it. Rabbi Lazman Azaya Oimer, the Mishnah says like this, a machloikas, a three-way machloikas about Musaf. The first sheet is Rabbi Lazman Azaya, ain't tefillah some Musaf in Elba Chever Ha'ir. Elba Chever Ha'ir. Chever Ha'ir means that there has to be a tzibur. So the only time you have Musaf is if you have a tzibur. That means if you're davening the yechidus at home, Pashup Shat, the Mishnah is, if you're davening the yechidus at home, you do not daven musaf. You have to have a tzibur to daven musaf. That's a simple explanation of Rabbi Lazman Azai, right? So first shita is only in a minyan. It doesn't matter. Either you're in your home, whether you're not in a home, you have to daven musaf. That's easy. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mishmai. Now Rabbi Yehuda is saying, in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Azaya, he's going to modify the way we understand Rabbi Lazar ben Azaya. Kol makom sheyesham chever yir, whenever there is a city where there is a minyan in that city, hayachid patur mitzilas musaf. Then, so in other words, if I'm at home and I'm staying home, but I know at Shomrei they're davening musaf. So what he's saying is, well, the davening musaf in Shomrei, I don't have davening musaf. It's like Shomrei has taken care of my obligation to daven musaf. I don't. It's not an individual chiyuv per se. It's a chayvas hatzibur because again, the carbon musaf obviously is a carbon tzibur. It's not a carbon yachid, and the ikur tefila is musukim zeka the carbon. So therefore, it's I don't have to worry about it because you guys took care of it for me. I'm at home. Okay, so that kind of like laning, kind of like that. Yeah.
Why does the Chachamim describe your shita that way? Bechever ever, shlo bechever ever. Just tell us; it doesn't make a difference.
That's the way that's pretty much what they're saying. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so we got it. So let's just review it one more time. So the Tanakam, the way the Tanakama quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya, it's when. It's only if there's a tzibur, that's the only time you say musaf. If you're b'yechidus, you do not daven musaf. Chachamim say it doesn't make a difference. And Rabbi Yehuda modifies it, says what? If there's a tzibur davening musaf, then the yachid doesn't have to say it. Okay? A yachid patur mitzilas musaf. But if now you have to speak this out. But if there is no minyan in the city, then you would have to say, as a yachid, you would have to say it. So if I'm in, you know, Huntsville, Alabama, and there is no tzibur there, and there isn't, if by the way, there isn't, then I would have to daven musaf. So that would be so Huntsville will be, I'll have to daven musaf according to the Chachamim. I will have to daven musaf according to Yehuda's Shita in Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya, according to the Tanakama. I would not be able to daven musaf because you can only daven musaf for the minyan. That's I don't think it's more than a paras. Usually this is a paras, I guess, or something like that. What's that? I don't understand the question. The carbon musaf is a carbon tzibur. Yeah, I understand that. So, but I tried to allude to this, but I'll say it again a little clearer. The other tefillos, although they are keneged hakarbonos, that's just a specific aspect. The way to bring this out in the most simple terms from a halacha perspective is any other tefillah, if you miss it, you're mashal, you have to make it up the next time. When it comes to carbon musaf, if you miss it, you cannot be mashal. There's no tashlumin for musaf. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is because musaf is only has the component of carbon. And you can't make up carbon musaf. Once it's over money, bottle carbon, no good, right? Another nafkamina is other tefillos you can daven b'nedava. Musaf, you cannot daven b'nedava. There is no carbon musaf b'nedava. Okay, it could be. You're assuming that it's Man HaMikdash, they did not daven musaf. That's what you did. That's what you're doing. Okay, could be. I don't know. I didn't think of that. Okay. So now we've got the Mishnah cold. Now we're going to start the Gemara. Bibi b'shem Reb Chana Omar halakha Reb Yehuda Shammah b'shem Reb Elazar ben Azariah. He's passing like the final shita, which was if you have a tzibur saying it, the yochid doesn't say it. But if you don't have a tzibur saying it, then yochid would say it. And how do you bring this out? Let's look at the story with Shmuel. Mostly the Shmuel Amar came. Let's look at the story of Shmuel. The Shmuel Amar anom in yomai lo tzalas to musaf. Shmuel says, I never daven musaf in all my days. Never. Elachadzman, one time I had to daven musaf. Why? Mesprayed Reish Galusa. The son of Reish Galusa died. Lotzol Tzibur, everybody was busy with the, you know, eulogies and taking care of the mace. The Tzalis, and that's when Tzalis, and I went ahead and I daven musaf that one time. So there was one time that Shmuel daven musaf. In other words, that's exactly like what Yehuda said, B'Shem Rav Elazar ben Azariah. If there's a Tzibur taking care of it, Yachin is Potter. But if there's no Tzibur taking care of it, then the Yachin is Chayef. Perfect, right? Now we're going to have the opposing view. Milehon Drabon and Pligon. We have a Machlaikas. The Marab Yaakov Bar Idi B'Shem Rav Shimon Chasido. They said the following. The mission refers to shepherds and fig processors. Now, what he's referring to the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that the Tanakhama quoted. This is what we're going to learn for at least the first model. That what he's saying is that when do we say that a person does not have to daven musaf? It's referring to the people who are in outlying fields. So there's no minyan over there. Okay. So let's see. Let me spherize over here. So that's when the musaf is recited only in chever ear. Only when we say it's only in chever ear, it means with regards to the shepherds and the fig processors who are outside of the city. So I just want to speak this out and make it clearer. The way I look at it is like this. There is, in order for me as a yochid to daven musaf, I have to have a matir. I have to have a matir that allows me to daven musaf personally. That matir is the tzibur davening musaf here in town. Okay, you got that? So in other words, what they're saying is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying that it's only bechever ear. What he means to say is not that you can only daven b'tzibur. What he means to say is only if there's a tzibur in the city, can a yochid daven musaf outside of the tzibur. But the people who are out in the fields, well, they're out of town, so they don't have that matir, that local matir, which I'm calling it a matir. Everybody understands what I mean by that, right? That allows them to daven musaf, and therefore they don't daven musaf. Okay, so yeah, you know, I don't know. That's a detail. I don't know. I would guess that he probably should wait till they start. I don't know. Yes, Yochid will daven mifidus. He can, of course, his best thing is daven with the tzibur, but he can daven locally as long as there's a tzibur that's davening. Okay, the shepherds cannot daven because they don't have a because they don't have they're outside in the fields. That's why he calls them the shepherds and fig processors. This took place, I think, in footnote 15. He mentions it. The fig harvest was generally dried and pressed into large cakes that were spread over a large area, left out in the summer. This was done at a distance from the city. Those involved in the process would typically remain outside of town for long periods of time,
including Shabbos.
And shepherds were also that way. They were, you know, they were away from town for long periods of time. Okay? So, Harshah called him Chayavim, but other people who are regularly found in town, they would have to say Musaf. Okay? So,
even if they're out of town at that time, or only if
no, 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 no. Again, the matir to daven is the fact you have a tzibur in town dominating, but that only covers your town, and you in it. And
No.
That doesn't matter. Regularly found. That doesn't make sense. Don't be medayik in that. At least not the way we're learning now. Okay, maybe there's a mahalach. That's not what we're saying. Okay, and just to prove it out, Moshe Rabbi Yechon Amar Kain. This following statement is the same kind of idea. The Mar Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon said, "An Irisius Rabbi Yanai, Oimedum Espal Bashuk Shaltiparin. He saw him davening in the market in Siparin. He saw Rabbi Yanai davening, and he was davening Bifidus. He was in the market. It was on his shul. He was dining bifidus, and he davened for a shachris, and then mahalach abba amas. He would go for dal amas, or he would wait the mahalach of dal amas. Umis paal shal muslim. He would daven musaf. Bein chever ir b'tziporin. Don't you think there's a minyan in tziporin? There's a minyan in tziporin. That's what allowed him to daven. In other words, he was allowed to daven musaf because there was a chever ir already davening musaf that allows him to daven bifidus also. This is the clue to this Gemara. So now look at what the Gemara says. At Shema Minor Plas. Now we see three things from this Maisa with Rabbi Yanai. At Shema Minor Shal Tziporin Kit Tziporin. You see that the market of Tziporin, even though it's a little bit outside of town, it has the same halacha as the town itself, number one. And therefore, if there was a minyan in Tziporin in the city, it would cover the market as well to allow you as a yachid to daven musaf. Okay, period. That's number one. At Shramino Chalukin al Rabbi Yehuda Shram and Rishum Rabbi Elazar Nazir. You see that the rabbis dispute his tzak because according to Rabbi Yehuda's, you have to understand, we have to explain Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Well, let me come back to this in a second. The person davens, and then he waits dal amas, and then he davens musaf, and the Gemara ends off on Rabba Abba. Most of Davarachi halach dal amas elafilu shal kadei halach dal amas. Then it's not only if he actually walks dal amas, but as long as he waits that shear of kadei halach dal amas, he can go ahead and daven musaf again. Okay, so now just to explain, we have to explain the distinction in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi.
That's the point.
So let's see here. So the way we explained Rabbi Yehuda before, let me not go back to the way we did it before. Let me keep on this mahalach that way. Maybe we'll hazard over after the end. So now how are we learning? So we're learning that the Tanakam of Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi is saying that if there's a chever ear that allows the yachid to go ahead and be mispal, if there's no chever ear, then the yachid cannot be mispal. That's what we said at this point. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Homokam sheish shom chever ear, hayachid patum etil samusafim. He's coming to say a kula that as long as you're not together with the minyan, you don't have to daven. In other words, this Rabbi Yanai, being that he was in Tziporin, and Tziporin had a minyan that was davening Musaf, he would therefore not have been chayav to daven Musaf altogether, according to Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Okay, you got that? So it comes out. Let's just restate this distinction. This is a distinction Bavli and Yerushalmi. This is basically a complete change the way the Bavli understands the Mishnah and the way the Yerushalmi understands the Mishnah. The Bavli understands the Mishnah the way we started. Very simple. Reb Lozman Isaiah says that a person can only daven Musaf if he has a minion. If he doesn't have a minion, he can't, Yachid can't daven. That's very simple. And then Chacham said, doesn't make a difference. You have to daven in any event. Then Reb Yehuda sent over Moshem Reb Lozman Isaiah. What did he say? He said that if the Makam Sheyesham Chever Ear, the Yachid is Potter. But if there's no Chever Ear, then the Yachid is Chayev. The David. So that means that the Tzibur is might see me, like I said before, if I'm staying at home, the Tzibur in the shul is might see me. I get slept along. I don't have to daven b'yichidus. That's the way the... Yes, that's right. If there's no minyan, you do. That's the Bavli's mahalach description. That means according to that mahalach, he's coming... To me, Rabbi Huda, in the name of Rabbi Lozman Isaiah in the Sefer, is being machmer. He's being machmer over the sheet of Rabbi Lozman Isaiah. Because Rabbi Lozman Isaiah said that if it was only Bechever Ir, you were Chayev, but if you're Bechidus, you don't have to say, you're not allowed to say Musaf. And Rabbi Huda was saying, no, if there's no Chever Ir, you're obligated, so he's a Chumra. So that's the Bavli Halach. Yerushalmi Halach is totally different. We're going to come out now that Rabbi Huda is going to be saying a Kula. Okay, now let's say the Mahalach according to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was saying, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying that the only matir for you to be mispalel Musaf is if there is a Chever Ir davening in the city. It's like a Tchum type thing. If you're in the Tchum and there is a minyan davening Musaf, you as a Yochid can also daven Musaf alone. But the people who are the kayotzim who are chutz le'ir, and you know the people who are shepherds, they're outside the city. They don't have that matir, so to speak, and therefore they cannot daven b'yichidus at all. And Reb Yehuda, what's he coming to say? He's coming to say a kula, that what, that komakam sheishom chever ear, then you don't have to daven, because you again he it was kind of like the way we learned that you the first time. That you don't have to, you're being yotze, you're putter, because the chevi ir is taking care of you. Okay? So it's a leniency. He's coming to be mekel, according to the Yerushalmi. So that's the mahalach. There's another mahalach, if anybody wants to stay behind, I'll tell them where Rav Chaim Knievsky learns the Gemara. But that's it for tonight. Hold on one second. Let me shut off the recording.